Good morning, community. How are you? I am in traffic on my way to the State House this morning to go to a public hearing about driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. And I was listening to Maddie in the morning, and I said, hey, I think maybe it's my destiny to be a morning radio personality. And then I said, wow, and you know what? I actually already have a podcast, and I haven't updated it in 6 months. So how are you? What advice are you needing? I'm going to talk about the advice that I just thought of for myself as I was going on this small highway past the hospital where I was born and the elder care whatever place where my grandpa died, TBH, and thinking about how living in Massachusetts, I somehow forget that I don't have to hate myself all the time. Hating myself is not gonna bring me closer to liberation and getting things done and coming into my full true self. But I think that there's kind of a culture of if you're not working really hard and being perfect and putting your nose to the grindstone at all times, you should kind of hate yourself. And even if you are doing that, you should also hate yourself. I don't know if anyone else notices this about Massachusetts, New England, but there's just kind of a culture of just being kind of, I mean, we all know the masshole stereotype, which doesn't necessarily pertain to interpersonal and personal relationships, but more of people don't say hi to each other on the street, and everyone hates Boston sports teams, except for if you live in Boston. And yeah, my advice for you today is just don't hate yourself just because you feel like that's the baseline that everyone else is going off of. Remind yourself that the baseline doesn't have to be self-deprecating. It doesn't have to be you're self-deprecating until you do something amazing. It can be you actually accept yourself and think you're pretty great and you're doing fine and you're trying your best and you don't need to be judging yourself all the time. And then when you do something great, you're like, hell yeah. And when you are kind of feeling like you're fucking up, you're like, okay, yo, what do I need to be doing better? And it's actually so much easier to make yourself do something better if your baseline is being kind to yourself. But we just live in this crazy, crazy world of capitalism and all of the cultural and interpersonal dynamics that come from that make us think that we have to be unhappy. Because you know what? It's easier to sell us things when we're unhappy. And it's easier to get you to do jobs that you actually hate and don't see the use for if you think you have to be proving yourself or be working really hard to consider yourself a person who has any worth. But we have worth by the virtue of being born, actually. We don't need to prove ourselves. We just need to try our best to, you know, try to come into our true selves and be who we're meant to be. And we can't really do that if we're beating ourselves up all the time. So I'm going to put the radio back on and wait for this traffic to move forward and look at all the people that I'm driving next to and hope they don't hate themselves as a baseline and that they are being kind to themselves. But I just think it's so rare. I think sometimes we meet a lot of amazing people who really value that and think it's really cool. And sometimes I forget that that's just in the greater world, in our greater dominant culture, that's totally not the normal thing. We can make it the normal thing, maybe. Maybe if we really live it out and we really remind each other, maybe we can make it the dominant culture to be kind to yourself and to love yourself and to think you have worth no matter what. But TBH, as long as we live in this system of ruthless capitalism, we're not going to be able to fully do that. So keep up the fight. Have a great day. Send me questions so that I can give you advice on this podcast during my weird drives. Okay, bye.